MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Dr. Azar Jameen, he's director and chief economist at Econometrics. Azar, appreciate the time today. IMF has downgraded our GDP for 2025 to 1%, which is nothing and frankly below population growth. Our budget, of course, penciled in 1.9%, which kind of makes the debate over the VAT increase a bit moot. But either way, our economy is in trouble.
There's no doubt that our economy has been in trouble for a decade and a half. And what the global financial environment is doing now is simply to exacerbate the challenges that there are in trying to extricate ourselves from that difficult economic environment. And this is very eminently reflected in the downward revision of economic growth forecasts by the IMF. Originally, back in January, even their own forecast was quite low at 1.5% for 2025, compared with the majority of economists looking for something more like 1.8 to 2 and maybe even in excess of 2%. But now they've revised their forecast down to 1%. And according to us, even that might prove to be fairly optimistic in light of the downturn in global economic conditions that we anticipate.
And I mentioned up front the budget forecast, which was for 1.9, with respect to the minister, back then was not an unfair forecast. But if we come in closer to 1%, revenue in forms of taxes is going to be under significant pressure in the financial year.
Well, this is one of the ironies surrounding the current impasse in deciding whether or not to pass the budget and to increase the rate of VAT. The fact is that the amount of extra revenue likely to be garnered from hiking the rate of VAT by 0.5% is minor compared with the potential hit to revenue offtake that might arise from significantly lower growth than had been anticipated when the budget was first presented back in February. A lot has happened in the last 2 months since then, and it almost makes that budget a bit obsolete, really. It's of academic importance now.
Absolutely. And it leaves us in a bind. And truthfully, you mentioned it's been 15 years of little or no growth. Some of this is absolutely our own fault. But in the last little bit, it is global issues which is hurting us. And that puts us in a double bind. There's not much we can do about the policies coming out of the White House.
Unfortunately, that is true. There's not much we can do. The only saving grace is that South Africa is less dependent on the United States for its trade and business than is the case with many other economies. And we saw this to some extent in the extent of the downward revisions of economic growth for South Africa by the IMF, which were in line with the global average and certainly not the worst. They weren't the biggest downward revisions in the likes of the Asian countries and Canada and Mexico and the United States itself, which are set to be, according to the IMF's calculations, far worse hit than the likes of South Africa.
If we can change tracks slightly, March inflation data for South Africa, 2.7%, again coming in below the range of 3 to 6%. We've got an MPC meeting on the 29th of May. Do we get a cut, maybe even 0.5%? Or MPC, they are hawkish in their DNA.
There is no doubt that under normal circumstances, there would be ample opportunity to cut the repo rate, not only by 0.25%, but maybe by even by 0.5% with such favorable inflation outcomes. But the Reserve Bank, certainly if I judge from attendance at the Monetary Policy Forum last week, is really petrified of a surge in inflation that might arise from sharp currency depreciation in the event of a risk-off global environment materializing. And under the circumstances, there's still a month to go, so a lot can happen then. But under current circumstances, I think the Reserve Bank would probably opt to hold off cutting interest rates and wait to see what the Americans do. And that's the other unknown. Before the MPC meets in late May next month, the Federal Open Market Committee is likely to meet in the US. And although they have indicated that they are reluctant at the moment to cut interest rates because of the fear of higher inflation emanating from tariffs, tariff increases, pressure is being put on the Fed to cut rates by President Trump. And it's, you know, one says they're independent, but, you know, they may just succumb to that pressure and cut the Fed funds rate. If they do, then that does open the opportunity for our own Reserve Bank to follow suit in May. But I think the likelihood at still, notwithstanding these favorable inflation figures, is that the Reserve Bank will hold off to a later point in time this year before cutting rates. But there is most definitely scope for some further rate cuts domestically.
Yeah, that MPC is 29 May. A lot can happen between now and then. Not in the least will be April inflation, of course. We'll leave it there. Dr. Zohar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist, Econometrics. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.